We're in Indianapolis for our spring meetings, and my advisory, the Commander's Advisory Council, was meeting on Sunday, and we were discussing, and I had voiced my opinion that I would like to do an op-ed about the lack of leadership at the VA with the, I mean, just like any military or, you know, if you do things that are not acceptable, you're relieved of duty.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the private sector, you get fired. But the VA continually gives bonuses and sterling reviews to people that do not deserve it. So we were talking about that, and then Sunday evening, USA Today reported out that employees were having a second list, a secret list of appointments that weren't being held at the Phoenix VA system, within that system, specifically at the Phoenix Hospital and also Fort Collins, Colorado.
Right.
And that could result in as many as 40 deaths of service members. And that was it. I mean, we have been tracking. We have what's called the system we're saving. We go out to hospitals. We conduct town hall meetings. We talk with the veterans about care. And let me say that the care within the VA system, once you get in the door, is acceptable. I mean, a study came out last week where 84-85% of veterans thought they had adequate care, and 95% stated that if they needed another doctor's appointment, they'd like to go back to the VA, which is great. I mean, that's what the system should be. But there are just too many instances, you know, we're talking about Dorn, South Carolina, we're talking about Mississippi, you know, I can go on and on, St. Louis, Fayetteville, North Carolina, Dallas, Philadelphia, and now Phoenix. It's just too many things for us to ignore it.
Well, and that's also an illustration that it's a vast nationwide system. Do you have, I'm not an expert in the healthcare system by any means, but do you have any indication that these rates of these tragedies, which are tragedies in each and every case, are higher than what you would see in a private sector hospital system?
I do not, but let me say, any death of a veteran is tragic, and we need to, and any preventable death is even worse, and for them to cover up and mismanage and cause deaths is just unforgivable.
This seems to me to be, you know, a fairly abrupt change of heart. If I had to sum up what I think the position of all the VSOs has been over the past 5 years or so, it's been basically that, yes, there are some serious problems in VA on both the health and the benefits side, but this administration's serious about fixing them, and Shinseki's maybe our best hope of progress. I mean, tell me if I'm mischaracterizing your past position on that, but for that, first of all, and what changed?
You're not. We are partners with VA in guaranteeing that veterans get the care, the best care possible. We do fully developed claims. We have over 2,600 service officers around the country that do claims for veterans. We work hard to make sure that they get the benefits that they deserve. But when you have, like Undersecretary Hickey, stonewalling us when we go in to do reviews of claims. And yes, the numbers are coming down, but what you don't hear about are what's called a remand. A remand is a disability claim where there may be 13 different items on there. They'll rate 3 or 4 of them and not deny the others, but ask for more information, and they sit on somebody's desk. And these are not being addressed in the system at all. And when Undersecretary Hickey states that there are over 90% accurate in their claims, and we send our teams in and find that they're 50% accurate, these are big discrepancies. And when Undersecretary Petzl went in front of Congress last Wednesday and said, we see no issues at the Phoenix VA hospital,
mm-hmm.
and then for Sunday night, the IG to come out and say there definitely is issues there. There's just poor oversight. And so that's what's led us to this point.
You anticipated my next question when you brought up the term partnerships. I mean, I think it's fair to say that so much of the important work you and your fellow VSOs do is dependent on that partnership mentality. The Fully Developed Claims Initiative is a perfect example. Is there a risk that the step you took this week poisons that partnership relationship?
I would hope not, because we're here for one reason only, and that's to take care of our veterans, those that put that uniform on, fought for this country to preserve our freedoms, and they deserve the best health care possible. We need to step up to the plate, and this should be a wake-up call. This should be something that is taken very seriously by the administration and VA to ensure that our veterans get the best care possible and to let them know that we're still there as partners. We just want to see the system improve to where they get that best care.
As former Secretary of Defense Bob Gates used to say, there's nothing that gets the attention of a big public bureaucracy like firing a few senior leaders. But, you know, obviously one can understand the accountability principle of the buck stops at the top. But if these problems really are systemic, it seems like replacing the political appointees in and of itself is not a complete fix. So what else needs to happen?
Well, I've heard the Veterans Affairs Committee, both the House and the Senate, say that there needs to be changes in the VA system. Maybe this will lead to those changes. What those changes are, I don't have all the answers. When we go into a hospital in our system we're saving, we give recommendations, and sometimes those recommendations are listened to, and other times they're not. They need to listen to the stakeholders. They need to come to these town hall meetings and make sure that they listen to what the veterans are saying, and because any death is just a tragic.
And I know you've met with both Secretary Shinseki and President Obama, I think, in the past several weeks. And obviously what they had to say didn't satisfy your concerns, but what can you tell us about those meetings and what, if anything, you took away from them?
Well, we had frank discussions with Secretary Shinseki, and he stated that he was doing things, that he was improving. But every time we turn around, I don't know if he's being insulated at the top, not knowing what's going on at the local level, but it's something that is definitely in disarray there. The president stated that he was working towards the same initiatives. Of course, seamless medical health records between DOD and VA is a necessity in order to track the veteran all the way through the system, which also lends itself to lesser times of waiting for disability claims to be adjudicated. And all these things, they both put the best foot forward, but at the end of the day, we're having veterans die in hospitals unnecessarily, and that's not acceptable.
And finally, sir, congressional reaction on this since you made your announcement yesterday, I think from even political opponents of the Obama administration, has mostly been along the lines of, it's premature to call for resignations before the investigations are all finished. Why not wait and see what the Inspector General finds in the Phoenix case and elsewhere?
Well, it goes back to that final thought, is that how many veterans have to die before we do something? And that's why I came out with the statement I made yesterday, because, as I said, any death is tragic. And if we can prevent these deaths, and if it gives them that wake-up call, it should be a shot across their bow. They need to wake up. They need to do a better job of managing the VA system. We want to make sure that it's the best system possible, and we don't want to wait. We know how bureaucracy works. We know how long it's going to take for the IG and for the meetings and the everything else that goes in Congress. Veterans don't have that time. They don't have the luxury. They're talking about veterans' lives here, and we have to make sure, as the nation's largest veterans organization, that we're out front to make sure that our veterans are being taken care of.